The Normal Town Council has given the green light for an outdoor seating area at an Uptown Normal wine bar, a pilot project that may lead to more so-called parklets at other businesses. GLT's Ryan Denham covers that and more with Town of Normal Mayor Chris Koos.
The mayors of Bloomington Normal join us most Tuesdays following their regular and special council meetings. Mayor Koos, thanks for coming in today.
Good to be here.
Well, let's start with the news from last night's meeting. The council signed off on that pilot project for the Stave Wine Bar to add an outdoor seating area in what was a parking spot right outside its front door. You supported this idea. Why?
I think what it does is it brings life to the street, and that's very important in terms of a vibrant uptown. You know, when we started having some of these outdoor events like Medici's 10th anniversary, Rock the Block, things like that. People really like being on the street in good weather, so I think it makes a lot of sense.
Gotcha. And the vote was 6-1 last night. Councilmember Jeff Fritzen was the lone no vote. He raised some safety concerns. It's a low-speed area, but he wondered, what if someone swerves to avoid something, swerves into the seating area? And also, what if it catches on? And how many of these might there be ultimately? What safety concerns exist then? Did you have any safety concerns about this at the get-go that were somehow put at ease as you talked about it more?
Well, I did early on, but town staff and the owner of the wine bar both recognized that those were issues that needed to be addressed. And the way the parklet is structured, it's giving some protection to the people sitting there. With the traffic congestion, which isn't really bad, but traffic moves at about 15 to 20 miles an hour through the uptown area. And that's a good thing. And that's really by design of how we did it. So I don't see it to be a problem.
Gotcha. Well, how far do you think this could go? If this goes well, this particular pilot, are you open to seeing one of these on every block in uptown, or how far do you want it to go?
We talked about that, and, there has to be a balance between how much on-street parking you give up and how many of those you allow. So, we haven't made a decision one way or another about how that's going to happen, because this is really a test project, and we're going to see how well it works. If it works for the business owner, it makes economic sense for him to do that. And, any unforeseen problems that we might have. But we are going to be mindful of not taking too much on-street parking.
Yeah. And speaking of parking in Uptown Normal, even if there are giant parking garages nearby, which there is still that perception of not having enough parking in Uptown. Do you see any way to kind of chip away at that perception? Or is that something you think you'll just face sort of indefinitely?
No, I don't think it'll be indefinitely. But I think as younger people get older and us older people disappear, hate to say it that way, I think you're going to see a change in that. There is kind of a mindset right now. A certain group of people said, I will not park in a parking deck regardless. I will choose not to go if I go into a deck. And I think that'll change over time.
Is there something you can do from the way you handle pricing or how much you pay to park in the different places that you could maybe flip the thinking, the mindset on that?
Yeah, I think there is, and I think it's something we need to look at. It's interesting when we have large events like Sugar Creek and that, the decks fill up. People are willing to do that. But, the idea of I'm going to go to Medici and have dinner, I'll drive around the block six times to find a parking place instead of going into the deck.
This is GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. Mayor Koos, let's stick with Uptown for a few minutes. Your city manager, Pam Reese, was here a couple of weeks ago, said that the town council will likely see a design concept for the Trail East project next month. That's the mixed-use project that would be on the northeast arc of the circle by that mural. What are you going to be looking for? And what do you want to see in that concept? What are your priorities?
Well, I think being sensitive to total uptown design standards that we have, we ask people to mirror the old a little bit and be compatible with what's old in the uptown area. But a lot of it is driven by who the tenants are going to be. And we're seeing that in design. Some of the design concepts that they've talked about prior. The function of the building in terms of the number of tenants it has and what kind of tenants they are really going to do a lot to design the drive the design.
And it's going to be the two guaranteed tenant, Farnsworth and an unnamed IT firm?
Well, and yeah, and there's a third tenant that's very strong right now who has chosen not to be identified.
Can you say what kind of tenant? Is
office.
It retail?
It would be office.
Office, okay. Mm-hmm. So there's been a concern about whether this Trail East project would lead to demolition of those three older buildings on Beaufort Street, including that mural. Here's what City Manager Pam Reese said about that mural a couple of weeks ago on GLT.
And if the mural is gone in the future, I think it'd be incumbent on us to find some sort of replacement type of experience for citizens. If the mural is replaced with public art, maybe that's an option.
So what do you think of that idea, finding another home for public art to replace what may be lost with the mural?
I think, you know, that's part of the Uptown fabric, to have those kinds of things. And you know, you have a mural now. Does the next thing have to be a mural? Does it all have to be murals? No. I mean, the mural concept was kind of ephemeral in its startup, and, you know, it stands on its own. For that, I have, you know, I'm looking at two other spots in the Uptown area where we've done some significant sidewalk improvement, and we have blank concrete walls. Now, there's an opportunity for something there. Is it a mural? Is it a mosaic? Who knows what it is? But yeah, there are plenty of other opportunities to do that, and public art or civic art is very important to the fabric of the Uptown.
And it's been more than 5 months now since this project started taking shape and those three buildings on Beaufort came into play, at least from the public's view. So 5 months later, what is your sense of the council's preference for what happens to those three buildings? Do they stay? Do they go?
I think they're waiting to see what the developer thinks they need on that site. I think they're going to be open to it. You know, they're also have to be open to the condition of those buildings, and you know, I'm not going to go brick by brick on what it is, but there's some real trouble in the buildings, and some of the others are fine.
And Pam Reese has referenced, yeah, there was at least a few hundred thousand dollars of rehab that would be required at least on the one building that mm-hmm. the town owns already. Well, Mayor Coos, I want to pivot here while we have a few moments left, pivot to the Illinois General Assembly, just because we're coming up on the end of their legislative session. Lawmakers want to wrap up a budget by July 1st. I'll pause for a laughter line there. The Illinois Municipal League is raising concerns about one part of the governor's proposed budget, making permanent a 10% cut in how much income tax money that cities like yours receive. That was passed in 2017 as a one-year cut, but there are concerns that could be made permanent. Is that something the town is worried about at this point?
Well, it absolutely is. I mean, we're seeing lower sales taxes in both communities here, and there's a myriad of reasons for that. You know, when that sales tax was bargained years ago, there was a carve out for municipalities to have a part of it, and so I acknowledge that the state has got some significant budget issues that have to be dealt with, but in a sense, they're saying, there's a portion of this we're just not going to deal with. Cities, you have to figure it out, and you're going to pay the burden on that. And, you know, there are other things that have been proposed down the road that there's no discussion on, which surprises me, because there are things like taxes on certain services, you know, states around us that everybody says Iowa and Indiana and Wisconsin are doing so well. Well, they have those. The other one is... Jim Thompson proposed this a couple of years ago when he spoke in town, was a penny per transaction at Chicago Board of Trade. And people said, well, Chicago Board of Trade will leave Chicago. Well, they did it in New York, and New York Stock Exchange didn't do that. They did it in London, and the London Stock Exchange didn't do that. And it could raise some significant revenues, you know. And it's going to take a balance of that, and it's going to take, in my opinion, it's going to take more revenue than cutting more out of the state budget. Jim Edgar spoke to Illinois city managers and said, you know, when I was governor, there was fat in the government, and we cut it out, and it's been cut out since then. He said, but current state government is awfully lean, and there's just not a lot of room to cut.
And what's an example of a new type of tax on a new type of service that maybe has been tried in other neighboring states that you think, maybe give that a try here?
Well, let's go to my own business. We have a labor component, a sales tax on the labor we do on our repairs in our thing, in our business. Why not? If that helps fix the budget.
Well, it seems like cities and towns have been kicked around pretty good in Springfield in the last couple of years. I mean, a lot of institutions have been nonprofits. I mean, a lot of them, but cities and towns especially. And the Illinois Municipal League is your advocate down there, representing cities like Normal, like Bloomington. Do you think they do a good job?
Well, I think currently they are doing a good job. There was a change in leadership in the Illinois Municipal League and a change of structure. And currently, I think Brad Cole, the executive director of the IML, is doing a bang-up job. But, you know, he's only been director for a couple of years, and it takes some time. But I do hear that the influence of the IML with the legislature is a lot stronger than it has been in years past. So I'm willing to give Brad some latitude and let him do his job.
Mayor Coos, thanks for your time today on Sound Ideas.
Good to be here.
I'm Ryan Denham.
And I'm Mike McCurdy. You're listening to Sound Ideas. The mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us most Tuesdays following their regular and special council meetings. Next week, you'll hear from Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner.